got some money to spend tonight.
And you know what that means? It means Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar is here. Hello, Jonathan. We love your theme music because it means you're going to tell us what's happening this weekend.
Morning, guys. I love my theme music, too, because it's just awesome to have theme music.
I know. Like, you can go into the office and go, I have a theme. Theme music.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's jealous, for sure.
Do they play it when you walk in to work?
Oh, I wish. We all have to get to working on that.
That's funny. Well, I know it's a big weekend as far as events this weekend.
Yes. Well, and this weekend will be lit, and I mean that quite literally. Because the Festival of Lights Parade, of course, is tomorrow evening, and that's a big one in town. But there'll be all sorts of people in downtown Colorado Springs to watch all the floats, bands, and entries go by on Tejon Street, and that's tomorrow evening in downtown, and it's free. And, yeah, there'll be all sorts of fun. If you haven't been, you should, just to see the spectacle that it is. And if you can't get to that in the evening, the Festival of Lights Family Fun Day is earlier in the day tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Pioneers Museum, also downtown. And they'll have a full performance schedule of music, magic, songs, plus crafts, and all-ages activities from really a great variety of community organizations. There'll be face painting, a model train display. Kids can learn about local wildlife and local history, and, of course, holiday ornaments and crafts throughout the museum. So those are both two, as I say, lit events tomorrow.
Like it.
And I was going to add, yeah. Jonathan, just real quick, years ago I had the opportunity, it was part of an organization I was with, to march and be in the Parade of Lights Festival. What a terrific time. It really gets you in the holiday mood.
Absolutely. How cold was it, Mike?
You know, I do remember being bundled up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the forecast now, Katie Donovan's 7-day forecast. So I've got it posted here. And the overnight low Saturday is going to get down to about 21. Chance of snow on Sunday, if everyone's been listening, knows that. So if you're going, go. Don't let that stop you, but be prepared for some cold weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe do some jumping jacks as you're standing there watching everybody go by.
Good idea.
To keep warm, for sure. We also have on Tuesday, the United States Air Force Academy Concert Band has their Holly and Ivy performance at the Pikes Peak Center. And that's free, but you need tickets to get in because it usually sells out. So if you want to go check out Holly and Ivy, it's a great classic holiday music and also new works performance that the concert band puts on every year as they travel around the Pikes Peak region. And then we had A Christmas Carol at Theater Works opened yesterday evening, in fact, and will run through December 24th, and that's Murray Ross's adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based, of course, on the classic Dickens novel, and that opened last night. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on this weekend, for sure. And you can always check out, we have our holiday guide up on Peak Radar that has over 100 events for you to check out when you have folks in town. And also our gallery guide, which features over 60 galleries if you're looking for holiday gifts as the holidays approach.
That is perfect, Jonathan. It's a very busy weekend, plenty of stuff to do with the family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe get your own theme music while you're at it.
We don't even have our own theme music, so we're going to have to work on
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Jonathan Toman, he's the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Thank you so much, and we will talk with you next week.
Happy weekend, guys. Thanks so much.
You too.